nervous because she says I'm not as careful as I should be. And but to see the power of it all, the trees down. Yeah. So. Yeah. Go check it out. But and then today, what a contrast to see sort of the remains of everything and go check out what's been blown over and find the garbage can lid that ended up three houses down. But it was so calm in contrast. And I was like, it just feels like what today is as we gather for this service is December has been a little busy at the Tabor household. I don't know about you, but we've been a little busy. We've been battling a little bit of sickness here and there, and on top of that, and the busyness of the season, as well as just everything else in life. And tonight was just meant to be that. Now, I say that, and I know some of you have to go home and get all things ready for tomorrow. For right now, let's just and just pause and remember the reason for the season. And we think of Christ coming so long ago, and we celebrate that fact. And it is a joyful thing. I can't help but think the idea of darkness, and we're going to talk about the darkness throughout this evening. But in the darkness, there's always the light. And as we see this world in the darkness that is closing in, it seems, we have the light of life. We have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he came. And the great thing about his coming is that he's going to come again. And we can rejoice in that fact. So I'm going to ask if you guys haven't been at a candlelight service before. We're going to just really simple, not going to keep it too long. Allow you to go home and spend time with your family. But we're going to read scripture, sing some songs, and just kind of reflect on what the Lord has done. So why don't we go ahead and stand and sing for me if you don't mind. We'll go a little bit up and down as we sing. But sing out, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Happiness, it's trinkets, the blinky lights. I like blinky lights. And all those things the world wants to tempt us to fall into, and yet all of it is shallow compared to the joy that the Lord can give us in the midst of it all. You know, if we get our joy from the world, guess what? The world can take it away. But those of us who believe that Jesus Christ came, the joy that he gives, no one can take. as long as we keep our eyes on him. And he made all the difference in the world by his presence. But when he came, it wasn't with great fanfare. You know, if I was to come and I was God, I would have chose the palace. I would have chose the Ritz. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ did not. That he came to be born of a babe. And not just a babe, but a common man. And that reflection of how he knows us and loves us. And in that night, that long ago, on that hillside were the shepherds. The Bible says this, as now they were in the same country shepherds, living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord showed around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger." And suddenly there was the angels, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." So it was, when the angel had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told of them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen and was told to them. Out on that hillside, in the darkness of the night, in the cold, the glory shone. That the announcement of our Lord and Savior came in the middle of the night. Folks, in the darkness, in the night, in the cold of this world, all we got to do is look up, and the glory of the Lord is there. And not to be announced, not to kings and princes and dignitaries, but lowly shepherds. Often overlooked, often neglected, scoffed at, yet work hard and diligently all through the night. I'm glad that Jesus reveals himself to the common, to the not so special. That in here, that glory can shine into our lives. And as it does, I pray that we will be like the shepherds who heard this and what? Went out and told everyone around them. Now it's interesting because the scriptures doesn't say that, oh, and all the town came out. No, I'm sure as the shepherds were walking through the town at night shouting out, "We've seen the Savior," they're probably told to be quiet, to move on. What's all the hubbub about? But they would not be deterred, because they had seen the King of Kings. And truly, if we allow the glory of the Lord to shine into our life, how can we be quiet? Joy to the world, the Lord has come. And in here, let us go out and proclaim to this world, there is a hope. It seems like the world is so loud with the news and social media all pushing an agenda. And yet, folks, if we shout, we're louder than that. Go tell it on the mountain. Shout it to the Lord. That Jesus Christ is born. Go ahead, you may be seated. Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain.
voice crying out. There's hope. There's joy. There's peace. Our Savior has come. You know, it seems like everywhere we go, when we try to speak up, they want to shut us down. The darkness wants to come back. The darkness doesn't like the light, and we bring that into the world through Jesus Christ, and yet the world wants to suppress it. It wants to be in darkness oftentimes. The Bible says they like darkness because their deeds are evil. And yet there's deliverance. There's hope. You know, last night I couldn't help but think as the winds were blowing and our house was shaking. In the middle of the night, the power flickering on and off. And this morning, I see the brightness of the light. Sorrow might live for the night, but joy, the Bible says, come in the morning. Christmas is about the joy in the darkness. The deliverance through it all. And it's not easy. And oftentimes, our faith leads us to things that are difficult in this world. And the storms of this life do blow. But He is the rock. He is the fortress. The Bible says this about Joseph and Mary. It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as followed. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not wanting to put her to public example, was mindful to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and she will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and she'll call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and she called his name Jesus. Joseph, a just man who loved the Lord, I imagine was shocked at the news that his betrothed was pregnant, and he knew it wasn't his. The law says he had every right to bring her out and have her stoned for adultery, and yet Joseph loved her and sought to put her away secretly, without scandal, without reproach. And in that night, as he pondered those things, as I imagine he thought of all his hopes and dreams, of all his plans for our family, were kind of dashed upon the rocks, and yet in the middle of the night, the Lord once again intervened and said, an angel. And I love it when the angels always show up in Scripture. Their first words are, fear not. And I think this shows the frail human condition that often anxiety, palpitations, worry, fret. And I'm only talking about me. I'm sure none of that ever happens to you. Yet in the night, in the middle of our fears, the Lord sends what? Light. And God says, look, loose translation. I got this. God is in control of this whole thing. Fear not. Oh, what a message that is for us as Christians in this world today. You find yourself full of fret and worry and fear and palpitations and oh no. For a moment, listen to the Lord. You know what He tells you? Fear not. I got this. The Lord Lord is in control. In the darkness and the night, we can't see all that's going on. Fear not. I got this. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. What a difference it makes as this child came. The hope in the darkness. Christmas, it's interesting that even locally, it seems like Jesus is trying to be pushed out of Christmas. And sure, removing this child out of Christmas, you might still get your gifts. You might still have your lights. You may still have your, I was going to say tinsel, but they haven't made that for many years. I'm old. But it's just another empty holiday with stuff. This child makes all the difference in the world. What child is this? Sing with me, please. Often as we get older, you know, with the kids, and they want the toys and gadgets and all the latest, but then we turn around with siblings and parents and grandparents who seem to have all that they need. And what do you give them? Part of you. I saw a grandparent put on Facebook. Says, I don't want more stuff because I just want a little bit of you. But what do we give a king who has it all? The Bible says that he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Gold means nothing. It's just pavement in heaven, right? I mean, but all we can give them is a heart. In the darkness, to say, I will follow you. I will walk in the light that you give me. And that first Noel, that first Christmas, is so different from our own. You know, we bring in the tree and decorate with lights and pile presents under the tree, and the turkey gets stuffed. You know, I know the CDDC says don't stuff it. Stuff it. That's the best stuff. The pies. The whipped cream for the pies. But beyond all of this and all that we do and all we pursue, that first Christmas was nothing like what we have today. We have Mary and Joseph wandering with no place to go. Shepherds coming down in the night, all because of who he was on that first Noel.
Bow to babe on bended knee.
Let's see what the Lord has done. Isaiah says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." You know, as he came for us. Think about that. Because what am I? I don't have anything. And yet he came. You know, we celebrate Christmas and we celebrate the babe. But that babe grew. He lived a life. The Bible says he was tempted like us and yet without sin. The perfect man. And he died. Not for anything that he had done, but for us. You know, when we think about Christmas, folks, the flip side of that coin is Easter. That he came and died, was buried, and rose again. That first Christmas, that first Noel, was God with us. As we receive that gift in our lives, that hope in the darkness, that beacon when we are lost. Emmanuel, God with us, for us, to save us. Oh come, Emmanuel. Please sing with me. Troth to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." When she saw him, she was troubled at the saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing is impossible. In the dark of the night, once again, the angel appeared to Mary. And starting with those words again, what? Fear not. You see a trend? So anytime you see that, fear not. Remember, the Lord has this. And this is what will happen. And he laid out the plan. And my heart always goes out to this young woman, Mary, who had her own hopes and dreams. I'm sure she had planned the perfect wedding and planned the perfect life. And this being the Son of God interjected into her life, I'm sure, sort of upset that dream that she had. And yet in the middle of this, God says, "Trust me." As God comes in this world and brings light into the darkness, trust him. Trust him. That we don't know how it all works out, that's okay. Just trust him. And after all this was laid out, Mary's words were this. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Let it be according to your word. Let it happen to me. What does the Lord want from you this Christmas? He doesn't need your stuff. He just wants your heart. He says, "Trust me." And that's hard sometimes. When the darkness closes in and you can't see. When the storms of this life howl and blow and shake. There's been times when my prayer has been, "Lord, stop this ride. I want to get off." Yet the Lord says, "What? Trust me." He came. For you. And our prayer will be, "Lord, according to your will, Lord, I will follow you. I will love you. Let it be to me according to your will." Surrender. What the Lord wants from us. That breath of heaven that breathes in, then breathe in our life.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary. Thank you.
darkness and the struggle is it all, Lord, help me keep my eyes on you. Follow the light. And maybe tonight, this last year has been one of darkness. Maybe you've wandered. And you can say, how can I find my way back? Just look up. See, God specializes in the light and the darkness. The God who called us, who planned that time so long ago, who came down at the right time, is still the same God who's in control of your life. And he knows the struggle you felt. He just says, look up. And sometimes we feel that pressure of it all. How can I? How can I? And God says, no, what? He goes, I got this. And he forgives. See, where sin increases, grace much more abounds. And he says, come. Follow the light. I came for you. In the still of the night, in the calmness of it all, I pray that our prayer is, Lord, help me receive that gift. Lord, help me to see your light in the darkness and follow you. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told to them according to the child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying God and God for all the things that they had heard and seen as was told to them. And Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. What is in your heart tonight? Is it the peace of God? Or is it the worry and fret of the world around us? Now, this is one of my favorite services. The lights are low, the candles are lit. It just seems so. The Lord wants that in our lives. Silent night, that holy night, all is calm. I pray that tonight as we leave, that peace of God will come into our lives. If we'll let it. I know it's dark outside. I know sometimes you feel lost. And sometimes you don't know where it's all going. Flames, and I don't know how much hairspray the person in front of you used. So do hold your candle close. And the flame will start up here. And I have two ushers who will go down and spread the flame back. And if you're on the outside, take your candle, and I'll give you a little secret. Take the candle that is lit, right? Any fire should be upright, and then take the unlit one and bend it to the flame. So if you have fire, don't tip it, because it's wax. It will hurt. And we'll send that flame back. As we do that, we'll sing Silent Night. Guys, please stand. In the manger, grew, become Emmanuel on the cross for our sins. And Lord, you were buried and rose again. And Lord, now you sit on high. And in that, Lord, shine your light upon us. Guide us, direct us in this dark world. Give us hope and joy that the world cannot take away. Thank you for coming. Lord, you are the reason for the season. We give you all the praise and honor. tonight. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. On behalf of Stockton Springs Community Church and my family, to yours, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.